Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Tuesday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're looking at a passage found in the book of Luke, chapter number 6, and in verse number 38, where the Bible says, "Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosom, for with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again." We're looking at a thought this week that, of course, is on everybody's mind, and a lot of talk coming out of Washington about economic recovery. And the politicians believe that we can spend our way out of debt. And, of course, Economics 101 teaches us that that's not possible. However, I can tell you that there is a principle found in Scripture that you can give your way to economic recovery. So what do you mean by that, preacher? Well, the Bible says, "Give, and it shall be given unto you." Now, understand that this is exactly backwards of what the world says. The world says the way to get yourself out of trouble is to hang on to what you got. And as a young Christian, I was persuaded in my own mind that I could not afford to give. But what I found out was that I couldn't afford not to. And so, give, and it shall be given unto you. And yesterday we talked about the expression, good measure. In the old country store, going in and buying a product by the pound or by the cup or by the, you know, a physical measure, where they would dip a measuring cup into the sugar or into the coffee or into the flour and bring it up, and then they would take their hand and rake across the top and level it off, basically, and that was considered a measure. Well, a good measure was when, a bad measure was when they'd take their thumb and kind of make a little dip in the top of it, and you wouldn't get quite as much as it seemed that you had. But a good measure is when they wouldn't round it off exactly even, but leave just a little bit humped up. And so that was good measure. That's what the Scripture tells us. The evaluation of God's economic recovery plan is that you'll get a good measure. But then, on the second expression, and it says, press down. Pressed down. Now, think about that with me. You take that same measuring cup, they dip it down in the sugar or the salt or whatever, and they, but rather than rake it off, good measure, they actually take and leave it humped up on top, and then they pack it down into it and pack it down and press on it and put some pressure on it or some exertion on it and cause that volume that you're getting to increase. Well, that's what the Scripture says is going to happen, that not only will we get good measure, and of course we're talking about in response to what we give. Give, and it shall be given unto you. So take that which we give, and God's going to give back good measure, little extra. God's going to give back pressed down. He's going to press down upon it so that we get a whole lot more. I'm sure that you have done as I have. You've tried to do something in some time to get something to hold more than it was designed to, or more than, you know, you only lacked a little bit, so you just put that little bit of pressure on it, trying to get it to hold just a little bit more. Well, the same thing is true with good measure and pressed down. And you know, the Bible says, "For with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again." In other words, God's more interested in what we give than what we keep. God's interested in the manner in which we give to the work of the kingdom. And you know, there's nowhere in the Bible that God ever says to give but what it does not promise that God will give in return. I'm glad to report to you that there is a way out of the economic hole. The economists and the politicians don't want to hear it, but God's word is forever settled in heaven. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, help us to take your word and apply it to our hearts and lives. In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.